Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tova Brandt, and she is the curator of exhibitions over at the Danish Museum in Elkhorn. Good morning to you, Tova.
Good morning, LaVon.
I know you are hard at work. We've interrupted your work this morning because you're putting up a new exhibit. How exciting. So let's give the explanation about this new exhibit.
Great. Yes, this is our next exhibition in the Danish American Artist Series. We highlight a new artist every 6 months. And so opening this weekend, we're highlighting a painter named Mia Furlong. She lives in Chicago with her family. She's the daughter of a Danish immigrant, and all her life has been traveling to Denmark and keeping in touch with family members on both sides of the ocean. She is not a professional painter. She's actually a lawyer. But what's really interesting about her art and kind of her lifestyle is that she has chosen to only work 4 days a week so that she has a day a week free to pursue her painting. Painting is relatively new for her. Only in the last several years has she really delved into exploring this particular creative medium. In previous times in her life, she's been a dancer, she's been a poet. And as we talked to her about being part of this Danish American Artist Series, we felt that she really exemplified what could be described as a Danish value or a Danish spirit of keeping room in your life for creative expression. And so it's a really fun group of paintings. There's over 34 different works in the gallery for this show. A wonderfully bright palette. It's just what you want to see in January as it's snowing
yes,
outside.
Yes, lots of color, yes.
And so it's just it's a fun example of someone who has given herself permission and made room in her life to explore creativity really for its own sake.
We're visiting with Tova Brandt over at the Danish Museum about a new exhibit that's opening up. And, you know, I'm thinking she's probably a better lawyer because she has this outlet and this other dream that she pursues so that she can really give her full time and effort to when she's a lawyer. That balance is really important.
I think so. I think that value of balance is really a guiding principle for her. She does have a young daughter in elementary school, and so balancing all of those things is certainly a challenge for all of us. And it's just really interesting to see to see one person's choices and how those are expressed.
Mm-hmm. And saying young mother makes me think that she's a fairly young person because so many times we think of the artists and they are, you know, they've had long life experiences and so on. So that's another balance in her life. How did you get acquainted with her and her work?
Well, her mother is actually a longtime supporter of the museum. As I mentioned, her mother is herself a Danish immigrant and several years ago served on the museum's board of directors. So I met her during a visit to Chicago and literally was in her dining room and looked on the wall and said, I notice you have a lot of art in your apartment. do you collect particular artists?
And she said, well, yes.
Well, funny you should mention that. a lot of this work is my daughter's. And so we began to talk about that, and we were looking to fill what had actually been an unexpected gap in our exhibit schedule, and it was just a wonderful wonderful opportunity to kind of pursue that option and get talking with Mia about what works we could borrow.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned that it's quite colorful, has a colorful palette, but is it mostly landscape? Is it more, how would you describe her work?
I would describe it as varied.
All right.
Actually, there are certainly some themes within the work. A lot of interest in natural forms, trees and flowers, not so much in landscape, but more a particular kind of organic form. There's also a kind of a separate whole group that is more interested in exploring just the play of geometric shapes and colors and how those colors and shapes can interact with each other. We also included some works where Mia is consciously imitating the style of another artist, because that is frequently how an artist will learn and explore and develop some of their own ideas. So you'll see one painting that's in the style of Matisse, and another painting in the style of Degas, the actually kind of the back of a dancer's head as she's preparing to perform, which, given Mia's own background as a dancer, is particularly relevant for her experience. So there's some of those as well. There's some explorations of adding found objects onto a canvas. These are all paintings on canvas, but sometimes she'll glue a tangle of string as well as incorporating it into the paint. Sometimes she'll actually cut through the canvas and explore how that texture can change the work. So what you really see is often a single idea being explored and developed in several different paintings, and how a single artist can say, well, I did it this way this time, but what would happen if I shifted this around, and how would that change the final result?
Sounds very interesting, and that opens this weekend, the 21st, and when will it end?
It will open in early July, July 8th, and the artist will actually be here in April. She'll do a gallery talk on April 21st, which will also be the day of our spring open house in the gift shop. So it'll be a great celebration of spring and an opportunity to meet the artist in person and hear from her kind of what types of ideas she's exploring in some of these works.
Okay, so we might have to visit with you again to remind folks about that. But let's talk about a few other things that are going on at the museum. Of course, this is just one part of what you can see when you go to the museum, because you always have other things going on, and as well as your permanent exhibits.
That's right. Yes, we have other plans in the works. The other major exhibition that will be opening this spring will open in March, and that's called Jens Jensen Celebrating the Native Prairie. And I think a lot of people in our area have probably heard about some of the plans that the museum has to develop the Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park on the museum grounds. A lot of that will be a prairie restoration project with walking trails throughout. And it will fill about 20 acres of our property here in Elkhorn. There will be a wetland area and seating areas, picnics, council rings, some really wonderful ways to celebrate the native plants and native ecology of our region here, and invite people to come and just enjoy the outdoors as well as their museum visit. And all of this is in honor of Jens Jensen, who was a major figure in landscape architecture in the early 20th century. He was a Danish immigrant and ultimately settled in Chicago, and was hugely instrumental in developing the Chicago park system and developing ideas that, instead of kind of formalized park gardens, that parks should really celebrate the native plants, trees, shrubs, and landscape of where we are, that they should embrace the character of the Midwest for Midwestern parks. So this really is the year of Jens Jensen for the museum. This is the year that park will really start to take shape. We'll start moving dirt kind of as early as the weather allows. And it'll be a really wonderful opportunity for everyone to come and see a prairie take shape over the next few years. And so that's really going to be a long-term part of the visitor experience here at the museum. Mm-hmm. And in our galleries, then, we will really tell the story of who is Jens Jensen, what was his legacy, and how can this person whose work was a century ago continue to inspire us today as we do things like the museum's Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park.
Okay, always something exciting at the museum. What are your hours, Tova?
We are open 7 days a week. Monday through Friday, we open at 9 o'clock and close at 5. Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, 12 to 5.
Okay, and when you get to Elkhorn, you've got signs, it's easy to find, and a great place to visit, a great place to take your family as well as just yourselves for always seeing something new. So we want to thank you very much, Tova Brandt, at the Danish Heritage Museum in Elkhorn.
Thank you, LaVon.
Until next time, here's a thought. It's not enough to acknowledge another's achievement. Celebrate it.